Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Coaching and NLI Radio. So tonight we're in for a very special treat. We're going to expand your wisdom about videos and marketing with Jessica Brace. And Jessica is a graphic designer, entrepreneur, marketing visionary. Her company, Firewalker Creative Group, represents the convergence of her interest in marketing, internet media, and the knowledge and experience she has acquired while building an international design firm over the past decade. Jessica drives her business under the belief that you can never stop learning. She has a passion for new ideas and continues to expand her knowledge and certification. She has wrote a variety of certifications in design, internet, and new media. And some of her most notable are certified search engine optimization expert, certified online social media contest manager, certified social media marketer. And you can go to firewalkercreative.com and read more about Jessica. But I want to bring Jessica on now because this video marketing that she is doing is going to expand people's businesses and their financial outlook on life. And welcome to the show, Jessica.
Hey, thank you, Rob, for having me here.
Well, it's my honor and privilege. And just Jessica and I met at Claim Your Thunder, and I've actually got to witness her speaking and her presence on stage, which is pretty phenomenal for people to expand their life. But Jessica, you and I was talking about before the show, and you gave me a statistic that was kind of opened my eyes. How much of the marketing did you say will be done by video next year, by 2014?
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing statistic. It was put out by iMediaConnection.com, and they're reporting that by 2014, over 90% of internet traffic will be video.
The way it's going on the internet now, you can see that. But you and your husband got a unique way, the way you do your own personal stuff and the way you do video marketing for other people. Isn't that, how does that all work for you?
Yeah, what we do is a lot of people, and the objections that people have, I mean, for me, I went out and I learned all about this video marketing because I saw where it was going, and I came back to my clients and I said, you've got to do video, and they were horrified. They didn't want to be on camera. It's expensive. I need to lose 20 pounds. I don't want to do this yet. I know I have to do it, but not right now. And I keep impressing upon them that now is the time for you to do video marketing. But most people think that it's really expensive or that it's difficult to do. So I broke it down into steps, and I teach people how to create video with cameras that you already have in less than 10 minutes. And that's the secret sauce right there. So it doesn't have to be expensive. You don't have to know a lot of technology, and it doesn't take a lot of time.
You just said something in there, and I want you to expand on it for people. Everybody thinks video is expensive. How is that ingrained from their childhood? And we always tie video and TV in with the movie stars, Jessica.
Yeah, it is. And you know, YouTube and all of the wonderful things that are going on the internet, it's really leveled the playing field where you can be your own celebrity. And everybody has a message that lives inside of them, a message that really needs to get out and be shared. We wouldn't be entrepreneurs and create our business if we didn't have a message that we wanted to share with others. So video is the easiest way to do that because it's just as simple as talking like you and I right now and filming it and putting it online out there, and the right people will be attracted to who you are and the message that you have.
But you just said something there that people really have a tough time. Their two biggest fears to me is wealth and success and discovering their own innovative talent. How does video actually draw that out when they can see themselves performing on in front of their own camera?
You know, for me it was I knew I needed to share this with people because I come from a perspective that marketing is really important for your business, and that's what I've been doing for the last 14 years. And my own experience in bringing this video out, for me, it was the simple things that I say that are inside of me that are everyday knowledge and have become a part of me in my life. But for me, they seem like normalcy. But when I share them on camera, the letters and the feedback and the messages that I get from people is just outstanding and phenomenal stories of the little things that are said that change people's lives. And that's the power of a video.
And see, there you just said something. Everybody thinks their knowledge and wisdom comes in great big things, but really comes in one picture, one or two words expands and opens everything up, don't you feel?
It really is. You know, the other day I got this heartbreaking letter from this woman who's a wonderful, wonderful entrepreneur. And she received a piece of advertising saying that I had an upcoming live workshop in her area. And she wrote to me the story about how she tried and she hired this person who worked for a news station and paid them a lot of money and asked all of her friends to come and help her do this video shoot. And she felt that she did this video shoot anyway, and she was really breaking through her comfort zone, and she was afraid to do it. And she stepped forward and she did it, but then this person didn't follow through on their promise to her, and they never delivered the videos to her. So while she took all of this action and created all of this momentum to do her videos, she didn't receive any results from it. So in her letter to me, the language that she was using was, he took my videos away from me, and he ruined it so that I can never do videos again. And, you know, it broke my heart to receive this message from her and this brilliant person who was going to let one situation, you know, turn her away from doing video forever. So, you know, I just sent her a simple email back, and I said, you know, things don't happen to you, they happen for you, and don't let someone else take your power away, because your message and your mission that you live every day needs to be out there, and video is how you can make that happen. And so she heard me, and those are the kind of things and the reasons why I'm doing this and why I'm on such a mission to reach out. I mean, my mission now is so deeply ingrained and inspirational in me, and I just want to get it out there, is I want to reach 100,000 women this year and inspire them to create a video and put it online so that they can share their message with the world. And, you know, it's the little things and the little things that you say and that you hear other people saying that can make a difference. So you never know who's going to be the one.
Justin Bieber. That's how
Could
he
be.
Got started.
Could be. Justin Bieber actually just lost. He just lost his claim to fame as the most watched YouTube video.
Yeah, but I mean, you never know if your video will do what YouTube did for him.
Yeah, I mean, Gangnam Style by Psy just beat out Justin Bieber, so Bieber no longer holds the record.
Yeah, but I mean, just you can have that same video if you hit the right tune in the universe.
And you know, Rob, that brings a really good point, because people will call me up, and whether they're a small business owner or even have had huge corporations call me and say, you know, I want to create a viral video. Can you help me do that? And my answer is, in short, no, you don't want to create a viral video. And very, very few viral videos have made money. People think that they're going to get a lot of views, which you do from a viral video, but YouTube doesn't pay very well. It's fractions of a penny for each person that watches your view. And people are looking online not to be – the viral videos are for entertainment and to be entertained. So if you have a product or a service, it's really not going to work for you to be viral, because people aren't interested in being sold to. Things that are being sold to aren't what's being shared on the Internet.
Do you feel when somebody makes a video, it's the authenticity of the person standing in front of the camera that sells the product?
Absolutely. You know, and I was just listening to a video today that Tony Robbins interviewed Peter Gruber, and it was just, he was talking about your story, and if you're not heart-centered in what you're offering and what you're talking about, and you don't believe in that, and you're so interested in the sale rather than how you can help someone, people can see that a mile away. Being on video is the same as having a conversation with them. It's absolutely no different. People can read your body language and your intention, and they can feel that coming through the camera. So if your only focus is to sell something, then people are going to know that when they watch your video, and they're going to be turned off by it and not respond.
And that's absolutely true. The call-in number to talk with Jessica is 718-305-6548. You know, I got into a home-based business a long time ago, and the first thing they told us in it was you're going to grow personally before you grow financially. And that's where you feel people fall down. They want the finances before the personal growth. What do you feel about that, Jessica?
Yeah, and that's really where it's at, because if you're not ready for the growth and you're not ready for the success mentally, then you're not going to have it. Or even if you do get a taste of it, it's only going to be for a short while and then it's going to go away. There's a whole lot of factors to success, whether what rituals that you have, to what your message is, to what your intention is in all of that. I don't know how many people have read The Science of Getting Rich or familiar with that, but it really is, it's your mindset that creates the riches rather than what everything else that's surrounding it.
You know, the subconscious mind is afraid of wealth and success because we've never been taught wealth and success. We've actually been taught poverty consciousness through the school books history, because they always talk about famine, pillage, and plunder. And really, it's expanding the subconscious to understand the wealth. How do you feel about that, Jessica?
Oh, that's a big thing. You know, in my own personal journey in researching wealth and what was holding me back from being successful, I went through a lot of that, of what my belief system was, my old BS, we shall say, about money and all of that. And I come from a family with several self-made entrepreneur millionaires. And in growing up, I heard a lot of complaints about money and arguing about money and negativity about money. And that carried through to me that, you know, when I started working on my beliefs, I had a belief that you had to be mean, greedy, and unhappy if you wanted to be wealthy. And that was a huge shift for me to release that and be like, you can be rich and you can be really nice and you can be happy and you can share your wealth with other people, and that's okay, because the model that I had created in my head as a young child was that you couldn't be rich and be nice at the same time.
You know what you just said there, don't you feel that's the society's way of looking at money right now? Because they, you know, if you hear it, tax the rich, tax the rich. It ain't tax the rich, it's getting the people to see their individual innovation. And what you just said is kind of the mindset of the country, isn't it?
It really is in general. Our society is a lot of more. I want more, and give me more, and I want to buy more and have more, and I don't even need more, but I'm going to want more kind of situation. And people, you know, when they tend to do their marketing, they have that philosophy in their head about, you know, what's in it for me as the one, as the entrepreneur, as the business owner, but it's not. Your marketing really is about what's in it for them. What's in it for your customers? What are you going to do to help your customers? Not what your customers are going to do for you and how many zeros are they going to write you on a piece of paper, but what can you do to help these people who are coming to you, who are attracted to you, and what is it that you can share with them? How can you make their lives better? And I like to call that the Big Eight Challenge and the BAC, which is, what are the challenges that your customers have and how can you help them with those challenges? That right there is one of the top most successful videos out there. If you create a strategy of creating videos that address people's challenges and help them with the issues that they have, they're going to be drawn to you because it's the law of reciprocity. You just helped solve an issue or a challenge that they had in their lives and gave them the information, and you made their lives just a little bit better. They're going to pay attention to you more and follow you more. So it's, you know, what's in it for your customer? How can you help them with their Big Eight Challenge?
Well, that's it. And it's about expanding them out of where they're at to expanding them into where they're going to go, choose to go.
Yes.
And you know, the thing is, Jessica, for me, and what I'm hearing you say is, it's really about taking yourself out of the equation and see where you're going to take the world with your wisdom. Wouldn't you feel?
It really is, and it's, you know, everyone has wisdom because no one on this planet has the same exact things that have happened in their lives as someone else. Everyone has totally unique experiences that they've been through and lessons that they've learned. So other people may have similar lessons that they're going through at that moment or that time, or maybe they'll be experiencing in the future. But no one is exactly the same as you. Everyone is unique. It's uniquely you. And what you have learned and what you have experienced is something that we can pass on. Like, our learning as humans isn't necessarily innate. It's not like, you know, bugs that are out there or other animals that know what their parents knew when they were born. That's not how humans are. So my philosophy is that if we can share our message and our experiences that we learned with other people, then collectively our experiences can help change the world.
That's very true. That's very prolific there. And, you know, everybody, you know, it took me a long time to get to this, but Jessica, something I've really expanded into, it's when I hear somebody say, well, this happened, and then when somebody says, well, I told you that was going to happen, but they just thought it was going to happen, but that experience had to be experienced by that person and that person only. So it don't matter what somebody can tell you, they knew it was going to happen. There was some innate stuff in there for that person, don't you feel?
Yeah, I mean, you've got to go through it. Whatever your course is and your experience is, sometimes you just have to go through the experience in order to learn what it is. You know, one of my favorite quotes, and I have it posted on my wall in my office, and I think about it quite often, is things don't happen to you, they happen for you. And that was a life-changing message when I received and understood that message in all its clarity.
Yeah, all the challenge is your dreams are daring you to expand into them.
Yes, that's a great way of putting it. Exactly.
Because wealth and success and expanding the world into a better place, that's a dare to let go of everything you know and expand into everything you don't know, but to expand people into seeing what they don't know to live their life. Wouldn't you say, Jessica?
Yes, I think so. And I think that, you know, the overall big picture is collectively we can change the world if we share our experiences. But sometimes it's just that one little thing that you say, that one sentence at the right moment at the one time. Like, how many of you are on Facebook maybe and you post a post on Facebook of maybe a thought that you had or something that you liked or a quote from a person, and you'll get feedback from someone that says, that's exactly what I needed to hear today. And you just never know when you're saying something and you're sharing. And when you come from that place of authenticity and you speak truly from your heart, when you share that, that message is going out there to someone who really needs to hear it, whether it's one person or a million people. Someone out there needs to hear it because they're going through an experience where you already have, and you can help them.
And that's the truth. It's being a teacher of your own experiences. It's firewalkercreative.com, and you can go on there and you can go onto the page and then push on the about, and you'll see Jessica's picture. And I want you to look into them eyes because them are clear and they're bold. That's something I've learned through NLP. Is you look into people's eyes and they'll tell you more about them. But that is a window to their heart. You can see a big heart. And you also get a lot of wisdom when you go to this website. And Jessica, with the videos, you and your husband also do videos for people, don't you?
We do. I actually am not a videographer, and I don't make that claim. But what I do is I teach people how to create great video and tell your story, how to be authentic on video, and then I simplify the technology. So I teach you when you're on camera, for example, you were just talking about looking into someone's eyes, and that's a big part of being on camera that people tend to miss is, you know, forgetting to look at the camera, or they're so focused on a script and what they're supposed to say that then their message becomes more candid and more salesy than it should be. So, you know, I teach a strategy in my class and in my coaching programs where you position yourself on camera, and most people, when they're working with their camera, they'll tend to position themselves in the dead center of the screen. And I actually suggest that you don't do that. So I know it's kind of hard to do this on radio, and video is a little bit more visual, and I'm used to doing it that way. But if you think about it, when you go to a networking event or you're meeting someone for the first time and you stand in front of them, you don't stand to the right, you don't stand dead center. You don't stand really close so that they're in your face, and you don't stand really far away that you can't reach out and shake their hand. What you do do when you meet someone and you have a conversation with them is you stand a little bit to your right, which would be their left, and you stick your right hand out at a diagonal angle, and you handshake with them. And that's just the natural way that we tend to greet people. And of course, I say that in this country because I've had people challenge me. Well, that's not how they do that in other countries. But here in the United States, for the most part, around the world, when you do a handshake, that's the positioning that you're in. So it's the same way when you meet someone that you would stick out your hand and you would stand on the opposite side and greet them that way. So if you position yourself on camera that way, then you're creating a scenario where they're comfortable with you because it is more like a natural conversation. So their subconscious tends to relax a little bit, like why, you know, if you're too close to the camera, then they're going to wonder what's going on, why are they close, I'm not comfortable. If you're too far away from the camera and they can see your whole body in the camera, that's not giving them the feeling of a natural one-on-one conversation with them. So when you're working on camera, you always position yourself so that it's 30% of your upper body, and you position yourself just slightly to the side, just like you're going to shake someone's hand. You're going to have a much better response because people are going to relax, feel comfortable and natural, and they're going to hear more of what you have to say.
And Jessica, do you have any workshops coming up, and where are they, and people could attend, and how do they get a hold of you?
I do. Actually, the best place to talk to me and reach out to me for my video marketing is my website, jessicabrace.com. And on there, I have all of my upcoming events, but I've got some really great stuff going on. I have a one-day workshop coming up, and it's going to be in Orlando, in West Palm Beach, Florida, and in Melbourne, Florida. So I have three of them coming up in the next 2 months. But the most awesome thing that I have coming up, and I have been visioning this and putting it on my vision board for the last 2 years, and now it is finally becoming a reality, is I have an event April 18th through the 21st in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And that event is going to be held at Club Med. And it's amazing. It's a four-day workshop where we're going to take you through how to create your story, how to position yourself as the expert authority in your industry using video. We're going to create a whole entire marketing strategy for you. And the biggest thing about this weekend is that you are going to film. You are just going to walk away with tons of footage. We're going to teach you how to do interviews. We're going to film you speaking in front of an audience. We're going to give you an hour of time in our professional studio with a professional film crew to film up to 10 videos. So that's my baby, and I am so excited that this is becoming a reality because I've been envisioning it for 2 years, and it's here. It's going to be here in about 6 weeks.
Man, that's not going to be very long away. But here you can go to the Jessica Brace website. It's right on the front. But how do you feel that people get into the videos now? They're actually getting a head start on everybody else.
People, it's not really a head start. I mean, the biggest thing is you can start from ground zero and become really successful really fast. It's all about the strategy that you use for your marketing. And, you know, just putting a whole bunch of videos up there hodgepodge without any real focus on them is going to be confusing to your audience, just like you wouldn't piece together an email campaign or you wouldn't put something together and add in a newspaper that didn't make sense. Video is the same. People out there are watching what you're doing, so it has to be a strategy of everything needs to tie together and come together in a way that's cohesive that people can understand. But it also has to do with what you say in your video, because what most people don't realize is that every video that's online, every spoken word that's in a video actually gets transcribed and indexed by the search engines, and that's the same as written content. So every word that you speak in your video is actually indexed by the search engines just if it was written content. So what you say, how you say it, and even when you say it in your video has an impact on how your video is found in the search engines.
And see, that is something I didn't know. But that is something that is very important for people to know. And see, I did my goal every day. My intention is to learn 2 to 3 new things every day. And this is my third of the day.
Awesome. Very good. Well, I'm gonna be an overachiever with you today, and maybe we'll get some more in before the end of the call.
We will. And because, you know, I've done something that was a, I didn't realize this, Jessica, but you're going to listen your way to where you want to go.
Yes.
Where you desire to go, you will listen your way to it. But anyway, Jessica, if somebody chose to come to, let's say, that four-day workshop, what would they, excuse me, what would they walk away with in front of new wisdom?
Yeah, I mean, it's really, I am pulling all the stops out. So at the end of this 4 days, they're going to walk away with the knowledge on how to create videos. They're going to walk away with one of the biggest parts of what I teach is not just creating a video, but creating a video that both engages and connects with your audience as well as engages and connects with the search engine. So when I was talking about what you say, how you say it, and when you say it in your video impacts search engines, we're going to teach you that formula, and we're actually going to show you how to do research online and find exactly what people are searching for and the exact language that they're using to search for it, and then we're going to show you how to create videos that answer their questions. So what you know about the search engines is that right now there are thousands and thousands of people worldwide, you know, probably hundreds of thousands, looking for exactly what you have to offer. And they're searching online because they have questions, and they're looking for answers. So if you position yourself as the person who has the answers to their questions, then that's how you get to the top quickly.
That makes sense to me. And I'm probably, I'm just really learning about videos, and they really got me inquisitive. And that is something I'm open up to. Jessica, you also have an extensive knowledge in the personal growth arena. Tell people about some of the mentors you've had.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's been an amazing journey for me. I know you mentioned earlier my company, Firewalker Creative. I've been a website designer for the past 14 years. I mean, I started my company in 1999, and a few years ago, 4 years ago to be exact, my dream came true, and I found out that I was expecting my first child, my son. And, you know, I had this very successful business making six figures, my dream, living, you know, working from home, traveling wherever I wanted to travel, a wonderful, amazing husband, and now we were expecting our first child. Life really couldn't have been better for us. It was amazing. And just a few weeks after I found out I was pregnant, I started to not feel well, and I ended up with severe morning sickness that I really wasn't able to get out of bed more than an hour or two at a time. I was just really not feeling well. And, you know, everyone said, just hang in there, it'll go away. And then the months dragged on, and I just said, well, if I can just hang in there until this baby is born, then everything will be right as rain. And at 6 months into my pregnancy, we were driving on the highway, and somebody hit us. And we drove off into the trees and smashed into the trees, and we were stuck in our car, and nobody stopped. Nobody stopped to help us. And we were trapped in our car, and we were so far into the trees that the police department thought I was a hoax when I was calling on the cell phone because they couldn't find us because we were just buried in the trees. And so, terrible accident, and from that, my car was totaled. We were pretty much okay, but the trouble I had is that my right arm, whenever I lifted it up to use my computer so that I could work, and I put my hand on my mouth, the whole left side of my body would go numb, and I wasn't able to work. So again, I was just, if I can just hang in there and until this baby is born, everything is going to be right as rain. And then the baby came, and we had this wonderful, amazing, you know, I went to a Tony Robbins event where you walk on fire, and thus the name Firewalker Creative. And from that, I learned, you know, the power of your mind and what you think is what will occur, and your thoughts produce your outcome. So from that experience, I just, you know, I stayed home. I had a natural birth with full hypnosis. It was one of the most amazing experiences of my life, you know, pain-free and just absolutely a tremendous experience for me. So as my son was born, it was incredible. And a couple days later, my son changed a funny color, and we rushed him to the doctor, and they said, well, we don't know what's wrong. And after a lot of testing and a lot of things, we found that my son had some severe allergies to gluten and dairy, and also that his mouth muscles were not strong enough for him to nurse. So that, you know, was very challenging for me at that time because I had to feed my son every hour on the hour. We had to try and feed him around the clock for the first 3 months of his life. And thus, I wasn't still, you know, able to get back to work all the way. And it was really a difficult time for me as a new mom, as a business owner, and just in general to get through that. But I knew it would get better, and, you know, my dedication at that time was my son. And moving forward a couple months, I came back and said, I want to get back to work, and I'm ready to get back to work now. And my son was great, and he was gaining weight, and he was able to eat, and everything was fine, and we figured out what the challenges were with him and took a look at my business, and I lost most of it. Most of my customers, you know, they had to move on. It had been about a year and a half since I was able to really pay attention to my business, and I was a solo entrepreneur. I had structured my business while I was the only one that brought in the sales and did all the service. So, you know, that was a really good learning experience for me. So I knew I needed to do something, but I didn't really know what to do. And then I found out that Tony Robbins was coming back to town. And I didn't have the money. I didn't have any money at that point. I was in foreclosure, and, you know, we were barely paying our bills. I was selling things on Craigslist to pay for diapers because we didn't have it. And, you know, I looked on the website for Tony Robbins, and they said, wow, if you come as a volunteer, you can come to the event. And I didn't have the money for a ticket, you know, at that time. So I signed up to be a volunteer, and I filled out the application, and I got accepted. And, you know, it really was just a phenomenal experience to be able to give. And my whole intent was just to go there and give back to this man who had really changed my life, and I had learned so much from listening to him. So it was an honor. And I showed up that day to volunteer, and there's this huge line of people all waiting to register. And there was this man standing there, and he looking just a little bit frazzled. And I went up to him, and I asked him, you know, is there something I can help you with? And he said, yes, we need to register all these people, but I don't have any computers. I need some more computers. Well, I said, I have some computers in my car. I can go and get them. So we got through the registration, and afterwards, when everything was done, he asked me, and Peter Parker, amazing guy, he's still a very, very good friend of mine to this day, he said, well, what is your position? What is your volunteer position here at this event? And I said, I don't really know. I'm here to serve. I really want to help and give back because this, you know, going through this seminar has changed my life. So Peter said, wait here. I have something for you. And this woman came, and she met me, and she brought me backstage, and she said, well, we're going to have you work backstage as an assistant backstage. And so that was like, wow, really? You know, I get to be here? What an honor. And I did everything that I could. And it was really funny because at that first event, I had a pedometer on, and I walked like 20 miles a day doing that job, just running back and forth. And I was an errand person, so my job was to whatever needed to come backstage, whatever they need, whether it was ice or, you know, water or anything like that, that was my job, was to make that happen. And, you know, as time went on, I was asked to come back again and volunteer in that position, and again and again and again as a volunteer, and I've been doing it for the past year and a half, volunteering at events. And through that, I've met the most amazing people. And, you know, when we were talking about the mindset and how rich people were mean, and here I am, you know, with these big speakers and you know, seeing Mr. Robbins and seeing, you know, how the interaction was of all these speakers that are at this event and the people that were attending this event, that's where I learned that rich people are actually pretty nice. And their key to success, because I asked a lot of them, what is your key to success? And, you know, what is it? And they're, you know, contribute. You have to give back. You have to contribute. You have to be heart-centered. And that's where I learned all of that. And you know, I in talking with these people, they were so nice. I'd walk up to them, like Mike Koenig was a big internet marketer, and just say, you know, someday I want to be on your team. I want to be one of your all-stars, and you will. And I ended up being in his book launch, and he wrote a chapter about me in his book and invited me to come and speak at one of his conferences. I mean, unbelievable. And it was just letting go of that mindset that rich people are mean and realizing that these people were pretty darn nice, and they were willing to help me. And they were willing to share their knowledge with me, and they didn't have any great secrets or anything about their success. It was all about giving back, hard work, and laser focus. And, you know, hanging out with them and learning from them was just what propelled me to this next level.
Well, wouldn't you say if you wouldn't have volunteered and offered your computer, do you feel it would have happened?
I'm not really sure. I think that, you know, guided divine path, universe provides, whatever you call it. It was my place and time, and I think that because I was being honest and I was being authentic and I was truly there to give back, and that's what the sense was of why I was placed where I was among all the volunteers, because there was 400 other people there at that event. So it really was, you know, just being willing to give a little bit and not ask for anything in return.
There's the pathway to success, right? What you just said, being willing to give without asking. Because if you had asked for money, you wouldn't. But you volunteered your computers with no strings attached.
Yeah, I mean, it was just something that needed to be done. And the whole, I mean, it's amazing when you go to these events how many volunteers, how many people are willing to give back. It has been the most amazing peer group that I beyond anything that I could have imagined a few years ago of what people were and how people are willing to serve and step up. And it's changed my life. It's changed my everything, my family, my neighbors, my friends. It's changed an entire community because now through that experience, I've grown into what my message is and come to realize what I'm meant to do and what my purpose is and what I'm supposed to share with people. And now I'm out there making a difference.
And with that, we're going to close out the show. Jessica, thank you. It's jessicabrace.com. Go to her event in April in Fort Lucie, and that's a nice area in the springtime.
And, very nice.
And also, but you will expand your wisdom to expand your innovation, which will expand your life into a better place. Thank you, Jessica. Thank you, all the listeners. And we'll probably have Jessica back and so we can advertise her videos, seminars, so people can expand their life. That's what this show is about. And thank you, Jessica.
Thank you, Rob. Have a good night.
I already did. You were my guest and every all the listeners. I had a great day.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome. And everybody, thank you. And we'll see you Thursday night with Amy Lickner, author, editor, ghostwriter. And she is very wise on the editing. And thank you, Jessica. And good night, everybody.